Good morning. I'm Anthony Garcia in for Charlie Swanson on this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, the Sirius Community Project. I'm joined by Deborah Romelli, Communications Director at Sirius. Good morning.
Good morning.
Please tell us about Sirius Community Project.
Sure, happy to do it. Sirius was founded about 12 years ago in Sonoma County to meet a converging need for teenagers to have a place to provide service and gain valuable skills, and also to recognize that many people in our county need the support of very nutritious meals when they're going through a serious illness like cancer. So we have this interconnected model where teens come into our gardens and kitchens. They prepare beautiful, delicious, and nourishing meals that our delivery angels bring to the homes of people who are unable to shop and cook for themselves due to an acute illness like cancer, like a serious heart disease. And it's been a great way to bring community members of all ages together towards this one goal of nourishing people in our community and providing a place for teens to learn, grow, and give back.
Great. And how are teens finding Sirius? Is it through a school program?
Many different ways. One of my favorite things is to go out into the kitchens and garden and talk to the teens. They tell me that they find out about it from peers and siblings who have come through the program before, from their schools, because many schools have community service requirements. Several of them have family members who have received meals and are looking to give back for that service that their family benefited from. So many different ways. And we serve Sonoma and Marin counties. Last year, we had teens from more than 60 schools participate at Sirius.
What is going to be happening at Sirius over the new year and into the new year?
So some of the most exciting things we've been working on over the last couple of years that are just accelerating are our policy work. So we don't really want to open a Sirius community project in every community across the United States, but we feel that our model has value. And so we're working on two arenas to help expand what we've learned and to share it with other communities. One is our affiliate partner network, where people come from other groups across the country and even Denmark now to learn about our model. We freely share what we've learned in our materials, and then they can open something based on our model in their own community. And then we're working with policymakers and insurers to help demonstrate the value of medically appropriate meals in helping people to recover from and manage both acute and chronic illnesses. And so we're working on a statewide pilot, the first in the nation that's statewide, to look at the effect of medically tailored meals on low-income congestive heart failure patients. The preliminary data on that at about 2 years into a three-year pilot is showing great returns, both in the health of the patients and also the cost savings by helping to lower readmissions to hospital for those conditions. So we have another few pilots related to things like that that we're hoping that are kind of in the final stages of approval that we'll hope to start launching next year. That's super exciting, innovative work that we feel can help a lot more people benefit if we can be among the vanguard of organizations showing the benefits of meals.
Amazing. And how can people volunteer with Sirius?
Well, so as I mentioned, a big component of our volunteer program are teenagers. So in at least the eighth grade and at least 14 years, all the way through the teen years, we have an after-school program in both our kitchens and garden. And we have locations in Santa Rosa and in Sebastopol. And then all of that work that we do with teens is supported by adult volunteers who do a variety of really important things for us, from delivering the meals to helping prep ingredients. We wash an awful lot of kale and vegetables in the mornings with our adult crews. We have adults who work at our reception desk and help out with events, help with our client support services. Lots of really meaningful ways to give back to the community, but also to form new friendships. So it's a really convivial atmosphere and a great way to know that you're doing something good for people who really, really need it in that moment when they're in a serious illness.
So how can people find out more information about Sirius?
Great question. Our website is Sirius Project, and that's spelled C-E-R-E-S, project.org, or by calling 707-829-5833.
Well, Deborah, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And thanks for listening. Again, I've been joined by Deborah Romelli, Communications Director at Sirius Community Project. I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Charlie Swanson on this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.